may not sit on your mouth. You know what? I love Krugersdorp. I love this place. What happened to you guys? Yeah, you got Jesus. Amen. You got a bit of crazy in you. They said that Jesus was out of his mind.
That's right.
Do I have some out of their mind, you know? Amen. Sure.
Pastor Chris, I want to read comments, but my voice is gone and I'm not even preaching.
Are the people still with us on the stream?
Yes, they're saying the devil is in trouble tonight.
Amen, amen. You see, the thing is, can I have some spiritual people here? The devil can't contend with you in the realm of the spirit. Maybe in the flesh and maybe in the soul. That is why we just move, we walk, and we operate in the spirit.
Oh, yes.
Amen. It is over before he even picks up or raises any kind of standard. We can preempt everything the enemy has planned. Amen. But I want to share something with you guys tonight, if you will allow me. But first, I really want to honor and appreciate my spiritual father, Prophet Leon. And, you know, I love him very much. Really, I do. Him and his wife and his kids, they have done so much for me, more than words can explain, that I received salvation through those lips, through those words. I've received training, impartation. He has taught me to be a man. He's taught me to be a family man. He has taught me to be a good husband. But there's one other problem. He taught me to be a man of God.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what that means? The devil is in trouble. Big time. The beauty of this, the devil doesn't have one Dupria to tend with. The devil doesn't have one Dupria to fight with.
Yes, yes.
There are many Duprias to fight with here.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
That when you hear me speak, when you see me walk, when you see me move, metaschematizo. Do you know what metaschematizo is? It is when I take on the disguise of Christ, but I take the disguise of the one who sent me. The appearance. But I don't only take on that appearance, I take on the ability and the ability to move. Amen? But it can only be done through relationship. We can take on the appearance, the abilities of Christ. But why do you want to take it on the whole time? Why are you not living, moving, breathing, abiding in that place of Christ? Because it says that although we are in Christ, He is in us. He's inside of me. Christ is the working part. Christ is the infinite wisdom of God. It is the wisdom of God. Jesus Christ, that is the wisdom of God. That very nature is inside of every single one of you. But you are still praying, God, if it's your will, the word that I'm going to give you tonight is going to deliver you completely. Amen.
Amen.
If you are ready to receive it, say, I receive.
I receive.
The people in the comments, on live stream, on YouTube, Facebook, you need to say, I receive. And I want to minister to people tonight, if time allows. So if you are online with us, I want you to comment, put me on Zoom, or add me on Zoom, and our moderators will send you the Zoom link quickly so that we can get you up here. But I want us to go to John 5, verse 5. And what I'm going to share with you tonight is something that we have ministered a lot on. And it's a part of our vision. And that is the area of deliverance. But I'm going to give you the area of deliverance in a way that you have not heard yet before. It is not what you think it is. There's another aspect and a dimension that Jesus Christ has for you if you'll receive his word tonight. Amen. So it says here, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38 years. This brother was sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he had already had been in that condition a long time. So Jesus, seeing him for the first time, he knew he was sick. He knew he was ill. So Jesus said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Question mark. You see, Jesus knew about this man's condition. And he had a very simple problem statement for him. Do you want to be made well? That word well means whole. That word whole means perfect. That word well, whole, means hugios. It is the perfection of Christ. It is the hugios anointing to be well, to be made whole, to be perfect, and to be in divine truth.
Amen.
In the truth of the word. Amen. Now I want to ask you tonight, do you want to be made well? Jesus Christ is asking every single one of you, every person online, do you want to be made well? Do you need the anointing of hugios?
Yes, yes.
The perfection of the origin, being one with the one, to come into your life tonight. Amen. And I see the people are here from Zoom. Welcome. It's good to see all of you. And I think you can wave so that I know that you are there and that you are ready.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I think Ryan is cheating because he's putting himself here twice. And he's used Photoshop, yeah. I see Prophet is there. Oh, it's just me. I almost thought it was him. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready for the word? Jesus wants you whole. Jesus wants you to be
yes,
well.
Yes.
If he asks you, do you want to be well? Do you want to be made whole? What is your answer going to be? Are you sure? You see, by the sound of this word, by being well, being one to made well, it can mean a lot of things. It can mean endless things. The thing is, when you are well, when you are whole, that hugios will bring a stillness and a peace inside of you. It'll bring a complete calmness about you. When you're whole, you're in the state of your origin, the way that God created you before you were formed in your mother's womb. The full intent of God. That is your hugios. That is the anointing that you need to be whole. You see, and this is the thing. We are called to be in this perfection. We are called to walk in this truth, in this wholeness, in this place of being sane. But the question I want to ask you is, would you be still and calm? Would you be at a place of peace as that of someone that is from the source, that is from Jesus Christ? Would you feel perfect when Jesus had to ask you, do you want to be made whole? Would you feel perfect? You see, and this is what I want to show you, because I don't like what this guy answers. Because now he's asking, do you want to be made well? Let's go to the next verse. The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." He didn't even answer the question. Jesus is asking you, do you want job promotion? You know, but I'm not qualified. I don't even have a CV. Do you need a healing? Well, you know, I've had this back condition since birth, and it's actually a birth defect. Do you want to be in a marriage? Oh, well, you know, I've never been in a relationship that's worked well. And I've gone through issue after issue after issue. Do you want to be made whole? This man should have said, yes, it is me you were looking for. Amen. Pastor Chris, please pray for me. For what? I want this job. How many times I'll say, do you want the job?
That's right. That's true.
I promise you. Yeah, well, you know the interview. Do you want the job?
Yes, yes.
Do you want to be made whole?
That's the truth.
Yes, I want the job. Congratulations. Enjoy the interview next week. Amen. And receiving your job. Amen.
Oh, yes.
The question is, do you want to be made whole? Do you want the Hugios anointing or not? Jesus is asking, do you want to be perfect? Yeah, well, you know, I've sinned so much. And I've stumbled so many times in this specific area. Do you want to be made whole? But this man's answer, excuse, complain, excuse, excuse. When Jesus asks you if you want to be well or whole, will you be at a place of being sound? That place of being whole means you are sound. You're at a place of the perfect truth of God. The Hugios. The Hugios anointing. Remember that. It is powerful. You see, the thing about most questions and answers given today, this is how people answer and ask questions. When Jesus is asking you, are you ready to receive or not? His promises are yes and amen. Yeah, but you know, I didn't pray yet, so. What is your answer? Do you want to be made whole, yes or no? Then deliverance is your portion tonight. Because Jesus didn't ask him, do you want to be healed? He said, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be perfect? Do you want to know the truth that is in my word? Hugios. You see, the thing is, when you know the truth, you won't need healing. You're operating in a realm known as the supernatural realm of God. Amen. Where the conflict, the war, the places where principalities and powers and rulers of darkness are operating, where you live, it is a no-fly zone. It is not allowed. You can't even come into my jurisdiction. There is no, I bind you. There is no, do you want to be made whole? Do you want the Hugios anointing of God or not? Do you want to come and take your place next to Jesus Christ from that place of perfection?
Yes, yes. Come on.
Amen. Do you want to walk on this path of righteousness? Then this word is for you. What are the people saying online?
Pastor Chris, the people are with you. They are saying, yes, amen. Adele is saying, yes, it is me you're looking for. So people are receiving the word right now.
You see, or do you want to be one of those people where I must come stir the water for you first? When you want your breakthrough of the job, must I go do the interview for you first? You have the Hugios anointing. You're more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. He's given you all dominion, all power, all ability to rule. The ability to create your destinies in your voice. I told you last week, you're more than conquerors. Conquerors, when they come into a vicinity that is owned and ruled by someone else, they slaughter everything in their environment. Amen. That whatever authority there used to be just became a public servant. That is the domain of a believer. That is the Hugios anointing. A person that has the Hugios anointing, that truth, that perfection of God, that person that is from the source, you operate on another level of wisdom. Another level. It is wisdom that you have encountered by experiential knowledge, by an encounter with God, a physical encounter. That when you have encountered Jesus Christ in that level, in that realm, you are not telling him about your problems. You are not telling him to stir the water for you. You are not telling him to take you to the well. You are not telling him about the people that keep limiting your breakthrough.
Yes, yes.
He's literally dropping you off at the place of where the result is. Amen?
Amen.
That is the place of Hugios. Amen. Where's your Hugios? If I asked you a question, what would possess you? When it is a yes or no answer, to blabber on like that. There's something here that needs to change.
That's right.
There's something here that needs to receive. There's something here that needs to change. The source, the truth, your wholeness, the word, Hugios, truth, word. Amen. Do you want to be whole? You see, the problem is when you look at yourself, you're going like this. Jesus is asking you, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be sound where you are in everything? But you're just sound. There's perfect peace. But you're asking yourself, do I pray enough? Do I have enough faith inside? Are you seeing yourself as a person that is healed? Are you seeing yourself as a person that has been restored?
Come on.
In your body? Are you seeing yourself as a person that has been restored in the spirit? Do you have faith in the promises of God?
Yes.
Or are you still asking questions? You see, the way you are seeing yourself, that is exactly what you're getting. That is what you're going to get. And you're being subjected to the things of the world and fear. The thing is, the fear and anxieties of this world, the questions of this world, that kind of fear, it does not mix with God's faith. Fear is the anointing of the devil. That is the devil's anointing power.
That's right.
Fear. But tonight, if you are under the sound of my voice, I will uproot, I will destroy
yes, yes.
every spirit of fear and anxiety.
Oh, yes.
That everything that has put you into bondage in this season and this lockdown, everything that is oppressing you, everything that has removed your joy, everything that has suppressed your faith and your love for God, I command you to be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. That under the sound of my voice, you are made whole and you are set free right now. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
See, Jesus says, do you want to be of a sound mind? I gave it away. Do you want to be of a sound mind? Yes. Of course. Some people, you can't even go a day without thinking what other people think of you.
That's right.
When I start thinking what people think of me, I start finishing their sentences. I go, oh, Pastor Chris, you're very arrogant. No, I know what God says about me.
Come on.
Tall, dark, handsome.
Teach me.
I'll find the scripture. What does God say about you? You're made in His image and likeness. That when we look in a mirror, we behold the glory of God like an unveiled face. What does the glory of God look like?
Yes.
Maybe you should just take a look in the mirror and you will see
it
the glory of
like
God
me.
For yourself. You are precious in the sight of God. Take a look in the mirror. If you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, Jesus Christ is asking you right now, do you want to be made whole? Do you want my hugios? That you can see yourself the way God sees you. Now we're talking change. Now we're talking a dangerous believer that the only thing that crosses their mind and their hearts is the truth of God. That is it. Say there's power. Say there's power.
There's power
in the Word of God.
In the Word of God.
You see, people are limited by their responses and by their reply. When someone comes with an anointing, when God sends someone with an anointing, or when God wants to do something, the problem always, the limitation, is your response. How many times have I seen, I will ask someone a question. You cannot even answer the question. Think about it. I will have to stop the person and say, you are not answering the question. Think about it. How many times have you asked for prayer? And we will ask a question. And you want to tell us your life story. We don't need that. Jesus Christ came to this man at the pool. He knew that he had been sick for 38 years without even speaking to him. It was the first time he had seen Jesus. Now you have a prophet in your midst. And he's saying you need deliverance, you need healing, you need restoration. Yes, but prophet, you know this job and where I am now. Do you want to be made whole? You're praying that God sends thunder on your enemy, but you need love and mercy. You need the fruits of the Spirit, and all your problems will be solved because you're trying to wage war according to the flesh.
That's right.
And are not according to the Spirit.
Yes, yes.
You're not walking according to love. Galatians 5. So do you have enough faith inside of you? You know, what is your response? When God is ready to make you whole, are you able to tell Him, yes, I'm ready? Are you ready to be made whole? Are you ready to receive the Hugios anointing?
Yes, yes.
You see, Jesus didn't come to this man to heal him. There's Bible translations where the breakdown and side notes of this are wrong. The word whole means Hugios. Well, it means perfection. It means to be aligned with the truth. It means to be sound. The perfection of Christ. The thing is, do you believe God can touch you like this? Do you really believe God can touch you like this?
Yes.
The people online, do you believe God can touch you like this? The people on Zoom, do you believe God can touch you like this tonight? Do you believe it? Then you need to have the right response. See, the thing is, to be sound is not to be healed. Jesus never asked him if he wants to be healed. He asked him, do you want to be whole? Do you want to be sound? How do I know he wasn't sound? Because he couldn't answer the question. He heard what he wanted to hear. I need this opportunity. Receive it. No, I first need to go home and pray. God is standing there going, you're not sound. You're not in your right mind. Amen. What is our response and reply? When Jesus asks us, do you want my hugios? Do you want my anointing to be made whole? What is our response? You see, the thing is, we think God deals with us in times. You know, we have this each time mentality. That each time I must bring this request. Each time I must bring this requirement. But His portion is wholeness. It is complete. It is from the source, which means it is full. It is perfect.
Yes, yes.
But we have an each time Christian mentality. You know, each time I pray, this will happen. Each time I fast, this will happen.
Come on.
Each time I do this and do that. And then guess what? Nothing changes.
That's right.
Jesus just said, do you want to be whole? Do you want my hugios? Yes, I want it. Yes, I want the source. Yes, I want to be one with the one. You see, the thing is, a lot of people, you are unsure about your future because of this lockdown. Fear and anxiety has come in like never before.
Yes, that's right.
That some of you, you don't even know who you are anymore. That's why we had to teach you that God's promises are restoration for every single people. Did you receive it this morning? Then you can receive the hugios this morning. You see, in situations like this, what the enemy is doing, he is causing weak believers to be fearful of tomorrow. They are beginning to lose hope. Did God not say in the book of Genesis that everything that He has started, every good thing that He has started in you, He shall surely finish?
Amen.
I have that highlighted in big. Because I believe He started a good thing here.
Oh, yes.
If you think you are not a good thing, please stop insulting God. You are wonderfully, fearfully made in the image of God. Amen. That's why I said, look in the mirror. Behold the glory of God. It is not arrogance. It is just you meeting you for the first time.
Come on.
Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Now give yourself a praise offering. You see, a lot of people, you lose hope and you give up on your destiny. Especially now. You lose faith and your eyes are fixated on what's going to happen. You're scared that if you get up, someone is going to get in the way. You're scared that something's going to limit your breakthrough. You're scared by past experience, like this man over the last 38 years, missing every opportunity to get to the well because he needed someone to take him there. Meanwhile, he didn't even need to go to the well. His eyes were fixated on the wrong thing.
Come on.
His eyes were fixated on what everybody else was doing. Everybody else was sitting at home like a couch potato, mourning and crying, worrying about what's going on in the world. When Jesus just wants to make you whole.
Come on.
He just wants you in His presence. He just wants you to be in fellowship and communion with Him.
Yes.
So that His perfection can come into your mind.
Amen.
That hugios anointing, amen? Now is not the time to be anxious and to lose hope, amen? Trust me when I tell you this. When you hear these things from this pulpit, we know what we are talking about. The prophet that I'm under has seen every single thing.
Yes, yes.
Beginning of last year, he told us exactly to the detail what would happen.
That's right.
And I still said that word hadn't come to pass yet until load shedding. Because he told us we would be locked in our houses and there would be darkness.
Come on, that's the truth.
Buy a donkey, Eskom. Word came to pass. How do I know that that is a man of God? By his fruits. His stuff doesn't partially come to pass.
No.
It comes to the hilt. Now, where the challenge comes in, a lot of you, you only live by the words of an anointed person or someone else. a lot of people will not take the word that they get here. Go home and study that word and make it their own. Those are very dangerous believers. Because it is you, when things go wrong, you blame the church and you blame the man of God.
Yes, that's true.
But your relationship with God and your time in the word is your own responsibility. Jesus Christ asked you, do you want to be made whole? Not me. I'm just pointing you in the right direction. I am telling you, after receiving word from this house, you are to take it home, to go and study it, to give yourself holy, and show thee thyself approved in the kingdom of God. Amen.
Oh, yes.
It is required of me to be in the word. It is required of me to search the scripture, to see what it says about me. But it is required of me to encounter that word. I've encountered this word. That is why when I speak these words, it carries weight and power.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm under the anointing of a seer, which makes me different, which makes you different.
Oh, yes.
Which means you carry prophetic revelation. Just like what the Magi's, when they came to Jesus Christ seeking a king, they knew they were giving a gift into a person that was bringing salvation. The prophetic anointing. The prophetic anointing has the ability to perceive and see the future.
That's right.
A prophetic people, the real prophetic, you are dangerous.
Oh, yes.
Because you are in and out of the word. You're not easily shaken. The Hugios anointing is just one of the many anointings that you carry. And the people will now go and make a show and say, yeah, this Hugios anointing. Please download the Vines and the Strong's Bible and get into your Greek and your Hebrew. And then you can go to the Encounter Institute and sign up if your Bible college is not working for you. Rightly dividing the word. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Which means I divide it. Which means I multiply it. That means I must minus, yes, I must subtract. So when I read a sentence, I take out words, I put them back. I read them from right to left, from left to right. That I don't just read paragraphs. How many of you read your Bible? You read your Bible. And the paragraph before a chapter ends with a comma and you stop there. Ah, muni lichni. The paragraph before a new chapter ends with a question mark. And you don't carry on reading. Do you know that you actually don't finish the scripture? The word was not written in chapters like this. So go look for every paragraph. Let's go to 2 Kings 4, verse 25.
And Pastor Chris on Facebook, we have relay saying, since I have been with Encounter Church,
King James Version.
Everything has changed for me.
Amen, amen. Put on the King James Version. Watch here. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is the Shunammite woman. Semicolon. That's the end of the verse. So we stop reading, right? Why not? It's a double colon there. Because it's telling me that there's something more about the Shunammite woman. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, it is well with thee. Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. See, there are many places in Scripture where verses and paragraphs will end with a comma or a double colon, and we won't carry on reading. So the Scripture never makes sense to us. We don't read the Scripture right because we don't finish reading it. Amen? I hope you get what I'm saying. Does it make sense? So now you're going to have to read your whole Bible because there's commas right throughout the Bible. Amen. You see, today the word that I'm sharing is to lift up your spirit.
Yes, yes.
I'm here to bring fire.
That's right.
I'm here to heat up that fruit coal that is inside of you. Amen. This is not just some injection. There's a fire, there's a heating up that comes with the Hugios anointing. Amen. God loves you. Every single one of you, He loves you. Every single person online, Jesus Christ loves you like you cannot imagine. He wants you to walk in this perfection. He doesn't want you to be sick and confused. He doesn't want you losing hope. This I want to place inside of you, these words. Because I know that as I speak these words to you, there's going to be a lifting up. And I'm speaking to every single situation. And I see there's people saying that they want to interact and they want to get on Zoom so we can just send in the Zoom details. That where there's been a casting down, I command there to be a lifting up right now in Jesus Christ's name. No longer will you be cast down. Where you're cast down, even in your living room, I want you to be standing up right now and stand to your feet and be lifted up.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus Christ's name. Even the people here are doing it. You will not experience the consequences that other people are experiencing in the world in this lockdown. Let me say it again. You will not experience the consequences of what the people of the world are experiencing in this lockdown. Because you're a son and daughter of the Most High God.
Yes, yes.
With a Hugios anointing. So, sorry, I don't participate. I don't participate.
Oh, yes.
That is it. Hugios anointing. No, well, you know, lockdown affects us all.
Not me.
Where? Me? Never. My family? Never.
Never.
Children of ECC? Never.
Oh, yes.
People online? Never.
Oh, yes.
The people we haven't reached yet? Never. We are coming to every country.
Yes.
In 4 years, three branches, online church, digital ministry, but in the last 4 months, more than 20 million people. Let's give God all the glory. This is His mission, this is His vision. And I need people that are saying, I am whole. I am sound in my mind. I have the Hugios anointing. I have been fully restored. And I'm ready to advance the kingdom of God. That I'm not looking at the circumstances of this world. That I'm walking in divine dominion. That I am one with the One. Amen, amen. Have your seats, have your seats. That as you're lifting up, as I'm speaking to you, your life is only beginning.
Amen.
My life, it is only beginning.
Oh, yes.
I'm still in training. I will be in training for a very long time. I am not going anywhere in a hurry. But our lives is only beginning. Amen. Say, my life is only beginning.
My life is only beginning.
My life with God.
My life with God.
Under the Hulios anointing.
Under the Hulios anointing.
Is just beginning.
Is just beginning.
Who?
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 Us.
Us.
Hulios.
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 Hulios anointing. Where things are not happening for you in your life, under the sound of my voice, under the sound of this anointing, by the oil that comes from the head onto this body, the things that have never happened, I command them to take place right now in Jesus Christ's name. That the things that have been commissioned by God that are due to happen will begin to take place without fail. That there will be no more delay in your life in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
That the favor and the ability to have unfair advantage, it will begin to work for you under this Hugios anointing. Amen. Say, I receive.
I receive.
Now, what do you do after you receive? Good, but no. You must go and do. Say, do it.
Do it.
Say, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
I have the Hugios anointing.
I have a Hugios anointing.
Say, do it.
Do it.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Not by my spirit.
Not by my spirit.
But by the Spirit of God.
But by the Spirit of God.
Amen. Amen. Have your seats. Have your seats. By this lifting up, by this anointing, every single one of you, you will be a light in a dark place. That when people look at you, they will see the light of God coming out of your eyes. The word of God will come out of your mouth. The love of God will pierce everything in them. Amen. Some of you, even now when you're not responding, when you go home, while you are sleeping, God is going to do a great work on you.
Amen.
Because you are mad with God. You are so angry with God. And I want to tell you that God loves you. He really does. As mad and angry and hard as what you are, He loves you. And tonight, when you go to bed, when everything is silent, God is going to touch you. That person, God is going to touch you tonight. Even though you are old, even though you think you have run your race and it is over, tonight when you go to bed and you know exactly who you are, God is going to touch you. Whether you like it or not.
Amen.
Because when you sleep, He does not need your permission. He died for you. He has a legal right. You were bought with a price. So if He bought me with a price, who owns these papers? Who owns the title deed to me? It is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
That's my boss. Some of you don't want to say Jesus is your boss, eh? Let's go to 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. We are almost finished. But watch this. The Hugios anointing. Let's say this together. I want us to read this together. 1, 2, 3. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. That sound mind, that sound is Hugios. It is the Hugios anointing. He has not given us a spirit of fear. Oh, no, no, no. But Pastor Chris, now you're just talking about power and God's power. You're just power focused. No. He says, He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love.
Yes, yes.
And of a sound mind.
That's right.
Of a whole mind. Jesus never came to that man at the well to give him healing. He came to give him a sound mind because he kept thinking of how he cannot get to that well. He was in the way of his own miracle. He was trying to get someone to take him to the well. But Jesus just says to him, stand up and walk. Pack your things and move.
Come on.
Move. It is time that you get out of your own way and let the Hugios anointing work for you. It is time that you have a sound mind. It is time that you are whole. It is time that you receive the perfection of Christ. It is time that you receive the image and likeness of God, the identity of Jesus Christ. Say a sound mind.
A sound mind.
Say, I receive.
I receive.
A sound mind.
A sound mind.
You see, now that you know this, you cannot be intimidated. Just today, people try to intimidate me. Ah. And I said, hello, how are you?
That's right.
Bleep, 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 bleep. That's all, folks. Sorry, I gotta go. You are not intimidated when you have power. Say power.
Power.
Say I have power.
I have power.
Say I have love.
I have love.
And I have a sound mind.
And I have a sound mind.
You will not be defeated. You cannot be intimidated. You personally, every person, you have been anointed for war. You have a kingly anointing. When you have a kingly anointing, that means when you go to war, you are the leader of the army.
Yes, yes.
You're not there in the back somewhere, waiting for your turn. You are the spearhead of the military might of God. Under this anointing, you will wage a good warfare.
Come on.
Under this anointing, you can never be defeated.
Oh, yes.
Because you're operating from another level in another realm. You see, with the Hugios anointing, even when you are sleeping, there's power inside of you. There's power. Even when you are sleeping, there's power. It's just in idle. Even now, as you are writing your notes and you are highlighting your Bible, there's power inside of you. There's power coursing through your veins. When you're in a prophetic church, there is electricity going through your body. Some of you will feel goosebumps after goosebumps after goosebumps. If you do not know electricity, come take my hand. I will shock you.
It's true.
With the prophetic, you will get fire.
Yes, yes.
What is fire? Fire is not the kind of compound that you can really articulate. You cannot really confine it. You cannot really give it a shape. If it wants to go left, it goes left. If it wants to go right, it goes right. If it wants to spread and go bigger, it can go bigger. Fire pretty much does whatever it wants. If fire wants to burn, it burns. If you touch fire, it is hot.
Yes, yes.
If you touch fire, it hurts.
That's right.
Fire does not negotiate. Under the prophetic, when you have fire, you don't negotiate.
Come on.
Under the prophetic, where there's electricity, everything just becomes a good conductor. Amen.
Amen.
Even when you are, I'm not receiving. Come try. The prophetic fire, electricity. It is all aspects and dimensions of God. It is right throughout the Word. It is just signs of demonstration. See, the thing is, some of you, you need to get electrocuted so that you can get the hugios of God.
Come on.
So that you can be made whole.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's like pressing F5, the refresh button, and you go, ah, yes, I'm at church. You see, if someone is sleeping now, you need to slap them that it feels like electricity. And they'll, yes, I'm at church. I'm at a prophetic church. If you're sleeping at home, I pray that your wife will beat you.
Come on.
That you will connect with the Word.
Yes, yes.
But wives, do it in love. Get thy rod and thy staff. And wage a good warfare. Now we're going to get a message on the prayer line. Pastor Chris told my wife to whip me. And then I'll reply, yes, you weren't watching the servers. I'm joking. Say, I do not fear.
I do not fear.
I have no fear.
I have no fear.
I do not operate under the devil's anointing.
I do not operate under the devil's anointing.
I operate by the anointing of God.
I operate by the anointing of God.
I operate by the Hugios anointing.
I operate by the Hugios anointing.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You see, what it boils down to, it comes right back to the beginning of our message. How do I answer this question? How do I answer the question in John 5 verse 6? When Jesus asked this question, it is not so much about our response anymore. Will you be able to tell him, yes, I am whole? Or will you be saying, am I whole? I think instead of you saying, yo, but wait, I must go pray first or give the wrong answer, rather say, am I whole? Because it's a bit closer to the truth. Because at least you are asking Jesus a good question that he can answer. You're not deviating from the subject. That if he asks you, do you want to be made well? That you can say, yes, I am whole. Yes, I am of sound mind. Yes, I walk and operate in the truth because I live, I eat, I sleep, I breathe the Word of God for my life. When he says, do you want to be made whole? You say, I really have the Hugios anointing.
Amen.
Because you've already received the shared encounter.
Yes.
Amen. See, in everything about you, that I, that part, that voice on the inside, because it is Christ that is inside of you, Jesus can hear every single sound and voice that is coming out of the inside of you. You see, because if you're not going to be sound in that area and operate in a Hugios anointing, you will very easily fall back into the world. We will pray for you week after week after week. Every weekend, I'm praying for your deliverance. Every weekend, I'm praying for you to get breakthrough. There are people who will pray that they'll get breakthrough. But your ability for retention is non-existent. Because you need the Hugios anointing. You need to be whole. You need to have the wisdom of God. You need the ability and capacity to receive and contain and keep. Otherwise, every weekend is going to be deliverance weekend. Amen. I don't know if you are hearing what I'm saying.
Yes, yes.
Jesus Christ has set you free. But why are you still responding to the altar call? Because you said a bad word yesterday. Because you got upset and you kicked the dog. Now you are rededicating your life to God. He He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Free indeed.
Amen.
Not free just for Sunday. Some of you think because you come to church on a Sunday, you're okay. You have not been made whole and sound in your mind yet. This kind of faith, this salvation, this grace that has been freely given, it is not by works. It is not by your church attendance. There are people in America that are more saved than some of you. Because their hunger, their desperation and desire, it can never be suppressed. It can never be contained and put out. They have not grown familiar with the presence of God.
Yes.
They have not grown familiar with the things of God, with the things that require honor and distinction, the things that require fear and reverence. You're dealing with things of a king, of kingship. When you are sound, there is no more room for fear in your life. When you are sound, there is no more room for suggestions of the enemy. There are no more suggestions when you are sound, when it comes to your restoration, whether you are healed or not. When you are sound, you are sound in every single area of your life. Amen. The question I want to ask you, are you willing to be sound? Are you willing to be whole? Are you willing to be perfect according to God's standards? Every person that is online, if you are saying that you're willing to be sound, if you're willing to step into that realm of having the Ahugios anointing, I want you to stand to your feet. Every person online, if you're saying that is you, if you're saying that you need to have power, love, and that of a sound mind, and you're connected online, I want you to stand to your feet. If you're with us on Zoom, I want you to stand to your feet and be hungry. I want you to have an attitude of receiving. Because tonight, you will be delivered and you will be set free. This will not be negotiated. Because I know exactly who God says you are. And it is time for every believer to walk in the origin of their DNA. The Bible says, don't you know that you are gods? Little gods. Now I'm going to get into trouble for that. But it says that. If I am a child of God, it means I am a little God. That means I have certain rights and certain privileges.
Yes, yes.
So when I said you are being delivered,
amen.
I have decided. Have you decided? When I said you are willing, I still gave you a choice. But have you decided that you are whole?
Come on.
Have you decided that you are free? Have you decided that you have received the Hugios anointing tonight?
Yes.
Have you decided that God has made you perfect? That you are made in His image and His likeness tonight? Then give Him the biggest shout of praise that you have. Give Him a praise offering. You need to praise Him until that it has fallen completely off of you. If you are with us on Zoom, you need to praise Him. You need to praise Him through your deliverance. You need to praise Him through this healing. For every person that is online, the anointing knows no distance. The Hugios anointing is coming upon you right now. The presence of God is very strong. That must mean that there are people here that love their God. What is this Jesus that we serve? That there is an anointing to give me a sound mind. That there is an anointing of Hugios. that I just need to pick up my bed and move. Say move. I don't know if you are ready to move. Can we sing prophetic angel? I think we need to sing prophetic angel. Because this is the year of the prophetic angel. I said it's the year of the prophetic angel, and you've received the Hugios anointing. For every person that is on Zoom, I want you to lift up your hands, because the power of God is going to touch every single one of you right now. Andriendo rovoski tere vendes lavroska brasko trovundia katalamari ke tere ves zindando osko triende de ves ke tara barama proskede la vasso triende de ves zikano so ko trovundia se ke tere ve prandosko trovundia se ke triende la ba estreka so ko trovundos le no so ke triende la ma so pleshe ke tere vasso triende de barama pra kino vosi ende de ves ke tere ve astroko nosh prendas zekala na ma o seka da lavasso di endere me prandesso tromonos kadri endere vesche della baramai zesha kadri endere ve I want every single person on Zoom, if you're ready to receive the anointing, I want you to stretch your hands out to the screen. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus the Christ for every single person that has been connected, that has placed a demand and a hunger on this anointing, that the presence of God will fill their rooms, that the fire of God would come upon every single one of them, that not only will they be touched, but they will be changed, that you'll give them power, that you would give them love and that of a sound mind, that the Hugios anointing would come upon every single one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive right now. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Zanosie Nando. It's all just a matter of time. Prophesy goodness. Wait. We are singing prophetic angel. How do you sing prophetic angel? We just sang, my life is destined for greatness, and you are. My life is destined for greatness. It was all just a matter of time. This year I prophesy fullness. Are you prophesying goodness yet? Every promise will be fulfilled. My every life promise. Prophesy goodness. Every promise will be fulfilled. You sent your angels ahead to bring forth just what you said. There will be no more delay. Prophetic angel makes way. Your word is yes and amen. Dry bones are living again. There will be no more delay. Prophetic angel makes way. Come on, I want you to praise Him. Yes, I'm gonna see it. And oh, and I'm gonna be it. And oh.
entiende. Pida su aliez si quiere verme. Pidió si en la rama. Si es si en la mesa no. Si la que tiene.
See, some of you, before this lockdown, you will go somewhere and you will dance. Ah, now you are in the house of God. Are you allowed to dance in the house of God? So now I want to see what it is like to move in the presence of God, when it is like a dream, when the Lord intervenes, there's a movement.
When the Lord intervenes, hey, it's gonna be like a dream,
like a dream,
when the Lord. Is participating. Amen. Amen. How many of you received the word of God tonight?
Have the people online received something?
Oh, yes.
What are the people saying?
The people aren't saying anything. They're busy dancing right now. They're commenting the dance emoji. Oh, yes.
Hey! You see, the Rugios anointing, you are made whole. You are now in your right mind. Because you are jumping, you are praising God. You are filled with His Holy Spirit. Say, I am whole.
I am whole.
I am leaving you whole.
I am leaving you whole.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Come on, somebody. Zivrandos copriendere vesche della valle astrovondos trasierra vandos che diende la massa va usi che della vandos che diende le ves stregasso trovonde che della male ves. For every single person that is with us online on YouTube, on Zoom, on Facebook, I know by the sure word of God that you have received the Hugios anointing, the wholeness and perfection of Jesus Christ. That you now know the answer to that question that was hidden in plain sight. And for every single person that is connected with us on Zoom, you are delivered in every single area of your life. That God has made you whole. That He has given you a sound mind. No longer will strongholds keep you bound. No longer will strong men hold you down.